Welcome to Leanne's Voice podcast, where I give tips to women who want to speak with more confidence in work, business and life. If that's you, keep listening, my dear, as I've got lots of gems coming up. Like, subscribe, leave a review and share it with one person you know. Or better still, share it with your whole social media crew. Let's jump in here, my love. All right, my lovelies. So today I wanted to talk about like the benefit. You know, I'm always talking about talking, speaking with confidence. But there is obviously some groundwork that you have to do before you open up your mouth. So if you run through some of the latest episodes, you heard me talking about mindset is key. The last one was about articulation and pronunciation. Today, I want to talk about the benefit of prepping and planning before you even talk, yeah? So I think one of the key topics that helps me and I want to share with you in regards to prepping and planning before you talk is to choose a topic that you know about, that you're passionate about, whether that's shoes, bags, speaking, maths, English grammar, literature, films, TV, makeup, whatever it is. When you get that feeling, then you're onto that sweet spot. When you talk about something that you know that you love, it could be if you're a mum, you talk about your kids. If you're someone at uni, you're talking about your exam. I know some people don't like their exams that they're doing or their studies, but you know, you've got a new car, you're writing a book, or your dreams, you want to go on holiday, whatever it is that is your passion that you know about, choose that topic. Something that you've got a strong understanding of, you feel comfortable talking about, like as if you're at coffee. Well, I don't even like coffee. As if you're at hot chocolate or juice coolers with your girls or with your crew. That's how you should feel comfortable about it, you know. And your passion, your love for this topic, whether it's red velvet cake, my favourite, you know, whatever it is, that should come through in your delivery and engaging your audience as well. So choose a topic that you know and that you're passionate about. Because I know that you got to pay bills. But I ain't passionate about paying bills. So I'm not going to explain it to you in a passionate way. But there's other stuff that I'm passionate about, like obviously doing voiceover, my family, helping you amazing, beautiful ladies how to speak confidently at any interview, business meeting, negotiation, training, any meeting you want to go to on a date so you can go in there and speak confidently, deliver who you really are, you know. I've got a passion about that because I feel that I can do that very well and I want you to do it very well, just like me. And I'm hoping that you're hearing this passion as you're listening to me through this episode as well. So firstly, choose a topic you know about and you're passionate about. Passion is the key for anything, okay? Imagine you go on a date, yeah? You're with a guy and he ain't even looking at you. He's on his phone, he's checking his laptop, he's gone toilet, he's looking at his shoes, he's checking his own cufflinks. There's no passion, there's no engagement. So people want that type of, obviously not a romantic passion if you're at work. They want that type of passion and depth and love for whatever the topic is, when you deliver, you know, be engaging. Secondly, I want to say, research your topic thoroughly. Know all the supporting materials. Know what's current. Like if you're talking about law, you've got to be hot on when there's new legislation, new changes coming in, who's in and out on government and politics. If it's about weight loss, whenever I watch on like Instagram, I don't know why the algorithm, every minute it's showing me pictures of how to get a bigger toned bottom, that peachy bottom. So, you know, whatever it is that you want to do, make sure you know about it. What's current, what's not, what works, what's old trends, what's new trends, where is the market or the industry moving to, who are the big game players in there, like for example, like public speaking and stuff. Like I love listening to motivational speakers. And some of the key ones that I absolutely love to listen to while I'm doing work and stuff like that. I love listening to Eric Thomas. I love listening to Steve Harvey. I love listening to many of the preachers from my church as well. I listen to, what's her name? I think it's Lisa Nichols as well. Some Oprah Winfrey stuff. A mixed bunch of stuff. Sometimes I just listen to instrumental music as well. I don't want to hear nobody's mouth chatting when I'm working. So it's a mixture. So you got to know, like, say, for example, if you're in a niche of motivational speakers, I'm not in a motivational speaker niche, but I do hope I motivate you. Those are the big names that come up. So gather all the information, know the stats, know what's hot, know what's what. And this will help you feel even more confident when you speak. Because A, you got a passion. A, you know your stuff. You know what's hot in that topic, yeah? Then you're going to be ready to answer any questions, any queries, any clarifications, please. Yeah, you'll be ready to go on that. And as well, This is about just in regards to, before you're speaking, just prepping and organising what you're going to talk about. Say, for example, if you're going to, this is just real basic, if you're going to talk about organising, you know, teaching people on your live about how to make a red velvet cake. I'm not a baker, I'm an eater. You want to talk about, you turn the oven on to 40 degrees and leave it for half an hour. You start off from the beginning part where you get your bowl, you get your mixing spoon, you get the milk, butter, flour, sugar, the red dye, cream, all of that stuff. You start from the beginning. Walk people through, like when you're on a movie or you're reading a book, I know some people do, they read the end of the book before they start. But what I'm saying to you is start people off, let them walk, let them crawl before they can walk, let them walk before they can run with what it is that you're saying. So organize your thoughts into a clear structure. It doesn't have to be all written down, but just have an idea of where you're going through. Yeah, it makes it easier for you to deliver what you're saying with confidence. And also lets your listeners, your audience, the team members, people in the meeting, on an interview, to be able to condense what it is that you're saying. Because remember, you know what you're going to say because it's already in your mind. But if you don't deliver it in a structured way, people are not going to hear or understand or receive what it is that you said. You could be saying good stuff and gems, my dear. But if no one ain't really heard you deliver in that way, they don't really care. So in regards to that, I know I'm going to take you back to school days, like doing your English papers where you do introduction, middle body part with one or two chapters, and there's a conclusion. Have it structured, so you know if you're going for an interview, you can introduce yourself, talk about your hobbies, why you want the job, then why they should hire you for that job. That's kind of like a real basic one. And as I always say, I'm not really, you know, this old slogan, the next point I want to say, so I've talked about it, those of you writing it down, I've talked about knowing your topic, having passion about it, researching your topic, organizing your thoughts, and the next bit I want to talk about is that rehearse what you need to say quite a few times. You can't really do that in interviews, so you don't know what questions are coming up. But if you're going to go into do business negotiation, you kind of can work out on the product or the service you're going to trade, what questions may come up. If you're going to go and deliver training, you should have prepared a package. You know what the needs are of your trainees. You're going to go into a business meeting, you should go in there with an agenda. Don't go to no meetings without an agenda, and try your best, if you can, to minimize your meetings to like 30 minutes. And if you're in face-to-face, have a standing meeting. I know they do that all the time at some big establishments, and that just cuts down all the chat and the fraff and, oh, my cat this, oh, my baby, you know. That's just a little side note. Let me get back. So rehearse what you're going to say quite a few times. And this rehearsing, going over your thoughts, mulling it through, this builds confidence in your own mind, in when you're saying it. And when you rehearse, say it out loud. Don't just talk it over in your head, because this helps you to reduce the nerves, feel confident with the materials, particularly if you're delivering statistics and stuff. That'll help you to really sound smooth. And practice in front of the mirror or your small audience, whether it's your cat or your three-year-old baby. Video yourself, watch yourself back, or record yourself. Many phones have got, you know, the recorder app. Do that and listen back, and just time yourself to see that your speech is like an appropriate length for who's there. Because if you've got 5 hours, they're not trying to listen to you for 20 minutes straight. No way. Make sure you've got, you know, tone, inflection, a little bounce and rhythm in what you're saying as well. So play with speed. Like, I think that why I sound, blow my own trumpet time, but you got to. Why I think I sound very engaging is that I'll play with sound, I'll play with speed. Sometimes I'll speak really fast, sometimes I'll slow it down, and then, you know, change the tempo a little bit, go a little softer. Hear that? Go a little softer, a bit closer to the mic. Obviously, I'm talking on a mic. I'm not saying you need to do that if you're in a team meeting. You can play about with these things. Particularly, that helps you to sound interesting. It's almost like a song. A song's got different parts, the melody, the verse, the chorus, all of these things. There's a beat and the intro and the outro. Those things make it interesting, you know? So play about with what it is you're saying, how you say it, yeah? That's what I think will make you sound very interesting as well. And as well, if it depends on what you're going to be talking about, if you're going to be in an interview, kind of look for your CV, your document applications, and what questions they're asked, like if you've got gaps in your history, or if you know why your grades are such and such, be able to anticipate some of the questions that might come up. Or always have questions when you go into interviews as well. Don't come there like, well, I just thought I'd come for the job. No. And if you're going to deliver training or a meeting, if you go through the agenda topics and what's current, what's not, or what the queries are, or what your teammates are often struggling with, then you should be able to prepare some questions so you can have your thought, your mind already ready for question. I think this will help you feel like more confident and to avoid that kind of feeling off guard like that, was it? The deer stuck in the headlights kind of thing when you have to talk and do Q&A. If you've ever seen, there's some people who do Q&A really, really well and effectively and just naturally. Gary Vaynerchuk, he does it really well. Obviously his mouth can be a bit foul sometimes, I know. But what I really love about him is that he'll take any different questions from any places. Then sometimes what he does is his technique is he'll ask that person back a question to see if they've thought about that topic in such and such a way. You know, I think there was one time someone was asking about their marketing and they're not getting much traction. And but he was like, how many times do you post? So he comes back with more questions to kind of really ask what's going on. And always definitely with any situation, ask lots of questions up front so you can fully understand the thought process, fully understand the heart behind what's being asked. Then start giving correction and stuff like that. I learned that at my church from a really great sister as well. So I hope that has helped you today. This is what I want to share with you about. Before you speak and open your mouth, get yourself in a good plan and preparation stage. So let me run through what I've just shared with you. Know your topic, but even more so be passionate about it. Yeah, this passion is engaging, it's attractive. That will bring people to you and stay engaged and focus on what you're saying throughout the whole thing. Research your topic thoroughly and gather the support materials. Know your stats, know your figures, know what's current, know what's what, what's not. And organize your thoughts into it in a speech structure, almost like you're writing an essay, but don't deliver it like an essay. I don't want no robots. But have it organized. Don't be talking about this and then back to this and back to, who can follow that? Not me. That's exhausting. That's like going down the supermarket, you're going up here for the bar, here for this, here for that. It's tiring. You wouldn't do that in the supermarket, would you? You get all your cheese stuff. I don't even eat cheese. You get all your dairy stuff, you get all your snack stuff, then you get to the vegetable, then you go to the medicine counter. You know, you do it all in a kind of bulk, don't you? So in the same way, organize how you're going to say stuff, you know? And rehearse it. Obviously, think through it in your mind, but say it out loud so you can hear yourself. Be comfortable with what it is you're saying, how you're saying it. Does that sound right? Do you sound interested? All of this stuff. And get some, you know, true and honest feedback from whether it's your friend who is in the area or someone who you don't know. Go on Facebook, look for someone who's willing to listen to what it is you're sharing on video or whatever and get feedback, yeah? And finally, as I said, anticipate questions and prepare for the questions on the topic. Just be flexible. Always listen when there's Q&A time. And ask the question to clarify if what you've heard from that question is your true and correct understand. Because some people will say a question, but that's not what they meant. You know what I'm saying? So always ask a clarifying question. So that's all I wanted to share with you today. And I hope that this has helped you so much. And I look forward to speaking to you, with you, you listening to me, all that good stuff, my dear, next week. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I really hope you enjoyed it and you got loads of tips and hints and gems and you are ready to put them in place this very week, this very day, so you can be that woman who speaks with more confidence than ever. I look forward to hearing it. And if you want to step up your game, you've listened to the podcast, a couple of episodes here and there, you've seen me on social, see my tips and gems that I'm giving out, yeah, but you need to step it up a little gear, yeah? Okay, brilliant. I want you to come onto my website, leanneturner.com, and go and check out my audiobook series that I've got. And it helps you with a range of different topics, from what's the psychology of the voice, how to improve your speaking voice in 5 days, get a strong voice, interviews, so many different. There's 10 audiobooks in the audiobooks bundle, all voiced by yours truly. And you can, all you got to do is sit down, listen. Well, when you're walking on the treadmill, going on the commute, looking after the children, all you got to do is listen and learn and implement all the gems and tips I give you. So if you love listening to the podcast, you are going to love the audiobook series. Go to my website, leanneturner.com, and go and check out the Speaking Tips audiobooks bundle.